What makes up a negotiation atmospherics?
Lots, John. How often have our listeners found themselves disadvantaged by the time that the meeting has occurred, or perhaps not having the power seat because they've chosen to meet at the other negotiator's place? I can recall a recent negotiation where we were involved with negotiating just where the meeting would be held, and the outcome in the end was somewhere neutral. The point here is that there are variables that we can influence and ultimately should aim to take control of. So if we were to consider the importance of where we meet, think also of the importance of rehearsing where this venue is. Should it be your office or their office? Should it be a country estate or should it be in the city? Think about the idea of nominating your boardroom as the venue. Is the message you're sending to the other party about this place that it affords them great status and they see this as a gesture of goodwill? Or is the message that you're sending to them that you want to make them feel intimidated and they come along to this meeting feeling that way and not wanting to be an active participant in the negotiation? This is a choice that you have to influence, and it is also a choice that you should view as something to take control of. And then there's the aspect of time. When we consider time in a negotiation and the effect it has on the other party, we want to consider time in all its forms. Are we referring to the time of year? Is it a good time to ask for a wage rise when the quarterly earnings have just been reported at a record low? Or is it a good time to wait till the next quarter when they're forecasting record earnings? So there's time of year. Then there's the time of day. And of course, there is timing in how we pace our words and the delivery of the message that we want to send. So if we were then to consider the effect that mood plays in a negotiation's atmospherics, let's think about perhaps a union negotiation with management walking in a suit versus casual dress, or the smell of freshly brewed coffee versus stale air. All of these subtle elements, all of them, have an impact on the negotiation. And these variables, time, mood, place, these are all variables that we should aim as negotiators to take control of. So the main point we want to encourage our listeners to take up here, John, and remain conscious of ourselves, is that we want to try and influence and control the place, the time, and the mood we create for this negotiation. It's by consciously managing these variables that we can increase the probability we'll reach our outcome.